Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of calm, control, and courage. Now, I know what you're thinking. Forgiveness? Isn't that a touchy-feely hippie thing? Maybe it sounds a little idealistic, but trust me, holding onto grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one who suffers day after day, letting resentment fester like a bad wound. Today, we're diving into the powerful practice of forgiveness not for them, but for you. It's about releasing the grip of anger and bitterness so you can move forward with clarity and peace. We'll unpack how to actually do it, because let's be real, saying I forgive you doesn't magically erase years of hurt. But trust me, there are steps we can take, tools we can learn, and perspectives we can shift to make this a reality. Ready to reclaim your peace? Let's go. First things first. Forgiveness is not about condoning what happened. It's not saying that the other person's actions were okay or that you forget the pain they caused. You acknowledge the hurt, you feel it fully, and then you choose to let go of its power over you. It's a powerful act of self-care. Second, remember that forgiveness takes time. This isn't some overnight transformation. Be kind to yourself. Don't pressure yourself into instant reconciliation. Healing is a journey, not a destination. Take it one step at a time and celebrate your progress along the way. Think of it like entangling a knot you might need to work at it for a while, but with patience and persistence, you'll get there. Third, focus on the benefits of forgiveness. It's not about them, it's about freeing yourself from the shackles of anger and resentment. Holding on to those emotions weighs you down. Forgiveness allows you to lighten your load and move forward with a sense of clarity and purpose. Imagine how much lighter you feel it if you could release that burden. Fourth, try to understand their perspective. This doesn't mean excusing their actions, but trying to see the situation from their point of view can help you cultivate empathy. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and often those mistakes stem from their own pain or insecurities. Understanding this can help soften your heart and make forgiveness feel less like a punishment and more like an act of compassion. Finally, practice gratitude. Sounds weird, right? By focusing on the good things in your life, your loved ones, your health, your accomplishments can shift your mindset away from bitterness and resentment. It's like a mental reset button, helping you to appreciate the present moment and move forward with hope and optimism. Let me paint your picture. Imagine this scenario: you've been betrayed by someone close to you. The hurt is deep, the trust shattered. For months, maybe even years, you replayed a betrayal in your mind, letting anger simmer like a slow-burning fire. It consumes your thoughts, poisons your relationships, and keeps you stuck in the past. Now imagine this. You choose to forgive them. Not because they deserve it, but because holding onto that anger is hurting you more than them. It's a conscious decision to release the grip of resentment, to acknowledge their pain and your own, and to choose peace over bitterness. This doesn't mean forgetting or condoning their actions, it means recognizing their humanity, allowing yourself to heal, and moving forward with grace and strength. Remember, forgiveness is not a weakness, it's a sign of immense strength and self-awareness. It takes courage to let go of the past, but the rewards are immeasurable. So, what's one small step you can take today towards practicing forgiveness? Maybe it's acknowledging your anger, journaling about your feelings, or even just taking a deep breath and choosing to focus on the good in your life. Remember, this isn't a race, it's a journey. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and remember that you're not alone. We're all in this together. Share your thoughts, your struggles, your triumphs. I want to hear from you. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and join me tomorrow for another dose of calm, control, and courage. Until then, keep striving, keep growing, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.